The Patroon Island Bridge in Albany is being prepped for a $145 million renovation. The project appears on a list of 32 road and bridge initiatives released Tuesday by Governor Andrew Cuomo's office. Brian Vigiani is a spokesman for the New York State Department of Transportation.
We're going to be talking about replacing the bridge decks there and the bearings, steel, painting the bridges, and, you know, replacing and repairing some of the substructures of that interchange.
Decks will also be replaced on the Congress Street Bridge in Troy, the Western Gateway Bridge in Rotterdam, and the Thaddeus Kosciuszko Bridge, also known as the I-87 Twin Bridges.
We're going to be working on the southbound span of the Twin Bridges beginning tonight at 10 p.m. In the fall, we worked on the northbound span. You know, the Twin Bridges, it's two spans that, you know, officially known as the Kosciuszko Bridge. The northbound span we worked on from after Labor Day through the fall last year to repair the deck, the driving surface of that bridge. They really have gotten to a point where that work is necessary to, you know, for the longevity of the bridge, both spans of that make up the bridge there. Last year, we crossed traffic over to use the southbound side. So what we did was we had one lane of traffic going north and one lane of traffic going south from Friday nights to just before the Monday morning rush hour. This starting tonight and for weekends right through but not including Memorial Day weekend, or right up to but not including Memorial Day weekend, we will be doing the other span. But the difference this time is we'll be able to get two lanes of southbound traffic on what is right now the northbound span, and one lane of northbound traffic there.
Vigiani says a movable barrier system will be used during construction to handle rush hour traffic. A $100 million project will enhance the Newburgh Beacon Bridge. Joseph Ruggiero is the executive director of the New York State Bridge Authority, which is responsible for toll bridges in the Hudson Valley.
Last year, the New York State Bridge Authority was successful in obtaining a toll increase for the first time in nearly 12 years, and only the third time in the history of the authority. And as part of that toll increase, we committed to the public that they would see a quick return for the 25-cent increase we were asking for. And the project that's coming to fruition now is the reconstruction of the south span of the Newburgh Beacon Bridge. We're going to be rehabilitating the deck and replacing it over the next couple of years. And that work will begin in the next few weeks, and there's mobilization going on starting next week. The motorists in the traveling area should not see any disruption during their daily commute.
All the drilling, cutting, cement pouring, and pile driving is watched carefully by eco groups like Scenic Hudson, Clearwater, and Riverkeeper. Hudson River Program Director and attorney for Ossining-based Riverkeeper, Philip Musigas, says the groups act as a counterbalance as they represent the river environment.
We focus first on, you know, are there in-river impacts, and if there are, then are they being handled properly, and can they be avoided?
Brian Conybeare is special advisor to the governor for the new New York Bridge Project, also known as the Tappan Zee Bridge Project.
We actually have some pre-construction work going on in the river today. It started last week. There are two barges out in the water this week doing pre-construction surveying work. They are actually doing what are called test borings down in the Hudson River sediment at the same spots where the pilings will go in the future for the new New York Bridge. So this project is starting to ramp up, and we expect it to last 5 years, 2.5 months, or thereabouts.
Riverkeeper is also in the water at the site. Again, Philip Musigas.
We will have a presence out on the river like we do every year, and we'll pay special attention to this project because of where it's located and because of its size.
New York DOT officials say they'll be sharing the most current information, traffic updates, and construction pictures via Facebook and Twitter. You can search the social networks by entering the name of the bridge or bridges that most affect you. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.